In this world of continuous integration and continuous delivery, it seems that the last bastion of manual control where automation hasn't elbowed its way in is the database, which is why we got interested when we saw one of the latest releases from Datacle. They're doing database release automation and bringing automation to the persistence layer. So we got a hold of Robert Reeves, the CTO of Datacle, and we asked him, why has it taken so long to automate the database?
Look, database release automation is a real problem. And it is that dirty secret with Fortune 500 IT that everything else is automated. Got lots of great ways of automating the application, provisioning servers, you name it. But we are still asking DBAs to just work faster, work harder to update those apps. And what we are hearing from our customers that were using Datacle for their existing applications, those, three-tier apps, right, that we're no longer doing, they're also using Pivotal. And it turns out that they're saying that they're having the same challenge with the database that they have with, they're having the same challenge with Pivotal Cloud Foundry that they have with their custom apps or push into a Java app server or something like that. So we felt that it would be best if we offered a container with Datacle already installed. You can download it from our Artifactory and have them be able to integrate with Concourse very easily. They already are using this for the app. But what those customers are telling us is that they have to call like an external data services team to update the database. And that takes like one customer is saying like 7 to 12 days to get that done. Well, that kind of blows the value prop for them out of the water with quickly moving apps and iterating over, update that little tiny web service quickly without bringing the rest of the application down. Well, if you have to wait 7 to 12 business days, it kind of really sucks the wind out of your sails. So that's what we've offered with this integration, just a Datacle in a Docker container, and we have example YAML files that you can use to update your pipeline that you already have in Concourse.
Now, when it comes to databases and creating tables and setting up indexes and things like that, and in my mind, that's something that requires a skilled administrator to go in and oversee, and I have visions of them doing it manually. So how can you automate that stuff?
Well, why? Why do we need that? I mean, the only thing that we've heard from our customers that have automated this is they thought this because that's the way they've always done it. And there is no reason why we can't apply the same learnings from Agile, DevOps, Platform as a Service, Cloud to the database. Now we have to, have different tooling, sure, because the database has state. Can't just zap it, like an application, just copy over the old one with the new one, right? But we've come up with a way to make it seem like it's just like updating the application. Of course, we're doing a lot more than that. But you're right. We always wanted the world's fastest, most advanced computer, the human brain, looking at all of these things because it was so complicated and difficult. And frankly, I think that's why, there hasn't been a Datacle until Datacle. Nobody's really addressed this problem because, one, it's not sexy. Two, it's difficult. But you know what? Just because it's sexy and difficult doesn't mean it's not needed, which it sorely is.
So database release automation is new to me, and as is Datacle. So, one of the questions I have is just, what exactly does Datacle do? And, of course, I know there's talk about how it works in with Concourse CI and continuous integration and continuous delivery. What does a workflow in which the database release is automated look like?
Well, it's always Datacle, right? We can do everything You know, it's a delightful dessert topping, floor wax, that old SNL bit, you know. No, look, man, we just focus on this like a laser. You know, we don't do database backups. You know, we don't do performance management with the database. There's plenty of folks doing that, you know, lots of great tools out there. But when you need to move from version 27, release 27 to 28, we can get you there. Now, the reason why we wanted DBAs to manually review this stuff is because they were looking for, you know, three things. You know, they were looking for corporate standards, you know, corporate, technical, and regulatory standards, all right? So the first one, corporate. You know, they might have a naming convention, right? All tables must start with T underscore. All views start with V underscore. So they'd have to scan the SQL file and look for that. We automate that. We've got a rules engine that, you know, we've got hundreds and hundreds of rules. You can write your own. But we can have a lot of boilerplate for whatever weird esoteric naming convention you might have. The second thing is those technical standards. All right, so it is, you know, it's kind of a good idea to limit the number of indexes you have per table, but let's say it's at four, you know, no more than four indexes per table. How do you figure out if this new index is going to put you over that number? Well, DBA's got to go and do a query, you know, what indexes are on this table? That's manual. We automate that. Also making certain that you don't do chuckle-headed stuff like add too many columns to an index. You know, don't add a column with the default value type when your row count is at a million. Kind of locks up the table on some platforms. So we automatically do that stuff. And if, you know, also like best practices, like with GoldenGate, that's Oracle's replication stuff, you know, their best practice is to say, all right, for indexes, you know, make sure they're odd in data center A, and make sure they're even in data center B, so that when you replicate data, you don't step over, maybe your deposit shows up in my bank account. That's kind of a bad thing. Those are all technical standards that we can enforce, and also the regulatory aspect of it. You know, making certain that grants are applied correctly to enforce PCI and HIPAA compliance. All of this stuff is a real pain in the ass, and it requires a human to look at it, to look at that SQL change. And the way companies are solving this problem today is they're throwing bodies at the problem. And these are some of our brightest, most senior IT folks, DBAs, looking at this stuff. And we've got them doing, you know, pretty, you know, tedious manual work that isn't moving the organization forward. And so as far as the workflow, a developer will check in their code changes. I've updated this web service, this Pivotal Cloud Foundry-based web service. All right, cool. Well, it requires an update to the database. Well, I'm going to update my Datacle project, and I'm going to check it all in. And we've configured Concourse to, you know, once that artifact pops out, or maybe it's even doing the build itself, then, you know, look at the database changes, make sure they adhere to standards, do a fork simulation of that change, make sure it's going to be applied correctly and not blow anything up. And then actually do it. Once the database is updated, then you move out the new application and new containers, do your blue-green stuff, whatever you want, and you're done. And so for customers that are using Pivotal, this is kind of that last mile for them, because we've heard from customers, they're waiting 7 to 12 days, man. And it's like, great, I can push out this app in 30 seconds, and now I got to wait 7 to 12 days. Well, shit, I could have hung out, and I could have done a lot of things in 7 to 12 business days.
So what are the standard databases that Datacle works with?
Well, understand that we sell to large companies, okay? And so they typically have Oracle, Microsoft SQL Server. They've got DB2, both distributed and on the mainframe. And they're adopting more and more Enterprise DB. That's the commercial Postgres or a commercial version of Postgres. That's what we support today. It's about 88% of the market. Fluctuates week by week, right? But in 2018, we're expanding that to MySQL and the variants, so Maria, Aurora, that kind of stuff. And then also Postgres and its variants, so Greenplum, Redshift. We're also expanding into NoSQL and Big Data, so NoSQL, Mongo and Dynamo, and Big Data Hadoop, HBase, really. A lot of problems with data types on that. And also that weird database that kind of in between NoSQL and Big Data, Cassandra. So we're getting those requests from our customers. We see a lot of Cassandra and fraud detection at financial services. You know those text messages you get? Did you buy a dollar in gasoline in Kansas City? Reply Y or N. You say no. They say, all right, give us a call. We'll get you a new card. That stuff is running on Cassandra because that's really good at looking at aberrations quickly.
So what's the future of Datacle and NoSQL support?
Yeah, it's coming in 2018. Yeah, don't have it today, but frankly, our customers are moving in that direction. They're not there yet. A lot of our folks are using older technology, but they want to move as fast as those startup companies, the unicorns, right? And so we have to bridge that gap with speed and, also being able to support the stuff they've already bet on.
So what you're saying is there's still a place for relational databases in the enterprise market?
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, man, look, I'll tell you, I heard the guy, I was at reInvent, and I forget his name, but he's the dude that's in charge of all database services at AWS, like RDS and Aurora, Dynamo, all that stuff. That falls under him. And they have a standard at Amazon where everything is Dynamo first, unless you're dealing with transactions. And I don't know if you're familiar with Amazon, but they do want, a handful of transactions a day. And so they're using relational databases. For transactions, you got to use a relational database. That technology works. But for things like user profiles, for keeping, data about products, NoSQL. That's great. That works really well. Those JSON objects are solid. But we have not seen, we've certainly seen an increase in the adoption of NoSQL, but we have not seen it at the expense of the relational database. It's additive. They're no longer cramming that stuff into the relational database. Now, some of them are actually using JSON data types in relational objects or relational databases. They're using that. But we have not seen a decrease in relational at the expense, or an increase in NoSQL at the expense of relational.